We've been talking all week about what it means to defund police, and part of that conversation involves examining what we consider a crime. George Floyd was killed by police while he was under arrest for allegedly using a counterfeit $20 bill. Eric Garner was taken into custody for allegedly selling untaxed individual cigarettes. He died after an officer put him in a chokehold. Misdemeanors like these, along with low-level drug offenses, traffic infractions, and so on, make up 80% of all arrests and 80% of criminal cases on state dockets. That's according to research by Alexandra Nadipoff, a law professor whose book on the subject is called Punishment Without Crime. She joins us now. Welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
80% is a huge number. Tell us more about what types of crimes these are and why they make up such a large proportion of arrests.
It's surprising to many people to realize that misdemeanors, these low-level, often chump change offenses that many of us commit routinely without even noticing it, make up the vast majority of what our criminal system does. The offenses can include everything from traffic offenses to spitting, loitering, trespassing, all the way up to more serious offenses like DUI or many domestic violence offenses. It's the vast majority of what the American criminal system does and the vast majority of ways that individuals interact with police.
And what can you tell us about how these laws are enforced differently across neighborhoods or racial groups?
So the misdemeanor system has not gotten its fair share of blame for the racism and disproportion of our criminal system. This is the beginning of how we sweep people of color and African Americans in particular into our criminal system through over-policing Black neighborhoods, through racial profiling, driving while Black, stop and frisk, all the practices that we've been grappling with over the past few years in more depth. These are often misdemeanor practices. It's how we police low-level conduct. And this is the beginning of the disproportion and the unfairness and all too often the violence that permeates our criminal system.
Why are some of these really low-level offenses even considered crimes in the first place?
That's a great question. It goes to the very heart of the matter of what do we think our criminal system is for? I think when you ask people, we think of serious offenses and violence and harm and victims. But most of the time, we use our criminal system to go after people for conduct that we don't even think of as particularly bad or harmful or that qualifies as a crime. Traffic is the most famous. Trespassing and loitering and jaywalking and spitting and these low-level conduct offenses make up a large percentage of what it is that we tell police to do and the kind of conduct that we use the criminal system to regulate.
Is there an argument that sometimes you need a misdemeanor offense to get somebody for a more serious offense? You know, a broken taillight leads to a major drug bust.
So the fancy word for what you just said is broken windows policing. There's at best contested and at worst negative evidence to indicate that's true. Instead, what we have learned is that over-policing misdemeanors is extraordinarily expensive. It costs us billions of dollars every year. It puts millions of people in jail. It overwhelms our criminal systems, our public defense apparatus. We are spending an incredible amount of social capital to double down on low-level offenses with little, if any, demonstrable upside and enormous downsides.
And so what's the solution? Is it about police and prosecutors choosing not to go after these low-level offenses, or is it about lawmakers passing legislation that makes them no longer crimes?
I think the bottom line is to shrink the net. And we can shrink the net by shrinking our misdemeanor codes. That's the job of the legislature. We can shrink the misdemeanor net by reducing arrests. That's can be a legislative action, decriminalization, for example. It can be the decision by individual police departments, and it can be the decision of prosecutors to move away from the enforcement of these low-level offenses and focus on more serious offenses. And then we can punish less. We can arrest less. We can incarcerate less. We can fine less. It's zeroing in on that net and finding ways to shrink it.
That's Alexandra Nadipoff, a law professor with UC Irvine, about to start at Harvard Law. Her book is called Punishment Without Crime, How Our Massive Misdemeanor System Traps the Innocent and Makes America More Unequal. Thank you for talking with us.
Thanks so much for having me.